This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. An airstrike in Syria Monday morning reportedly killed 14 people. Philip Alexio has the details.
International condemnation grew Monday over a suspected poison gas attack that was blamed on the Syrian government. Opposition activists said 40 people died in the chemical attack, blaming Syrian government forces. The UN Security Council plans to hold an emergency meeting Monday to discuss the chemical attack. Russia's defense ministry said two Israeli aircraft targeted the T-4 airbase in Homs province, firing 8 missiles. It said Syria shot down 5 of them, while the other 3 landed in the western part of the base. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
North Korea and the United States have been communicating ahead of proposed denuclearization talks between the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. However, as Grace Lee reports, there could be some stumbling blocks ahead.
The biggest one, denuclearizing might mean very different things for Washington and Pyongyang. The U.S. sees it as North Korea abandoning its nuclear weapons program, while Pyongyang has said in the past it'll consider giving that up if the U.S. withdraws from the Korean Peninsula for the first time since the Korean War.
A formal date and location for the talks have yet to be determined. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday decried stupid trade with China, contending that U.S. automakers are hurt by hefty tariffs on their exports while the U.S. imposes a much smaller tax on imported Chinese vehicles. Sales of Chinese-made cars in the United States are minimal, but some U.S. automakers have started making certain models in China for export to the U.S. This is VOA News. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. Luis Ramirez has more.
The conservative businessman who governed from 2008 to 2013 is the fourth living South Korean leader to be entangled in corruption allegations before leaving office or in the years afterwards. His successor, Park Geun-hye, was sentenced to 24 years in prison in a separate corruption scandal on Friday. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Ryan Brooks reports that Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban won his third straight term in office. Orban's party also took 2/3 of the seats in parliament.
The win and the high turnout could empower Orban to push for a Central European alliance against migration policies held by the European Union. Orban opposes deeper EU integration and, along with Poland, has been a fierce critic of Brussels' policy on migrants. As for the opposition, none are projected to hold a significant wedge in parliament. The entire leadership of the Socialists' Party resigned after the Sunday vote, and after finishing a distant second, the head of the formerly far-right Jobbik Party also stepped down.
That was Ryan Brooks reporting. Mark Zuckerberg has apologized for what he calls a breach of trust regarding the exploitation of up to 87 million users' data by Cambridge Analytica.
We didn't take a broad enough view of what our responsibility is. And that was a huge mistake. It was my mistake.
Questions are swirling in Washington as the CEO of Facebook prepares to testify before Congress. But whether the hearings will bring about real change around privacy rights remains to be seen. Zuckerberg begins answering questions before Congress on Tuesday. The United States military said Monday it carried out an airstrike that killed the northern commander of the Islamic State group's Afghan affiliate. U.S. forces Afghanistan said the strike Thursday in Faryab province killed Qari Hekmatullah and his bodyguard. Afghan military officials confirmed Hekmatullah's death on Saturday, saying it happened in a strike in neighboring Jozjan province, an area that is effectively controlled by Islamic State militants. Cambodia's National Election Committee warned Monday that anyone urging voters to boycott the upcoming general election or otherwise interfere in the polls could face criminal charges and be fined, responding to a boycott call by the head of the country's now-dissolved opposition party. The party was dissolved in November by a court order after the government filed a complaint alleging that it was involved in treasonous activities. The moves against the opposition, along with a crackdown on the media that has silenced most of the critical voices inside the country. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Voice of America, 1-800-259-9231.